Sue Sweet Marie, a former Algoma University computer science professor, has pleaded guilty to assaulting four male international students. Michael LaJoy, 57, admitted that he kicked three of the men and repeatedly struck one of them with a wooden stick. The offenses occurred between January 2019 and December 2022. LaJoy was convicted Friday in a Sault Ste. Marie courtroom of four counts of assault and a single charge of assault with a weapon. He was initially charged in January 2023 with two counts of sexual assault with a weapon and five counts of assault. The following month, city police charged him with sexual assault when another complainant came forward. LaJoy, a part-time contract instructor, was hired in the spring of 2007. Ontario Court Justice Romuald Kwolek heard he confronted three students in the 2021 fall semester about alleged plagiarizing of assignments. He approached them after class to discuss the issue and what would happen, Prosecutor David Didiodato said in an agreed statement of fact. They tried to convince him to give them credit for their assignments, and not comply with the university's plagiarism code of conduct, which could lead to expulsion. LaJoy gave them the option of accepting a different form of punishment, the assistant crown attorney said. He took them to a second-floor conference room and offered to zero out the assignments in exchange for a kick in the buttocks. The accused had them line up next to each other, then kicked each student forcefully in the buttocks with his foot. In December 2021, he communicated with one of the men about further punishment as a result of further alleged plagiarism, rather than facing academic consequences, Didiodato said. He drove the student to his home and took him down to the basement. LaJoy held the victim's arm and struck him approximately 20 times with a rectangular wooden stick. The court also heard about a 2019 incident involving a fourth student he had accused of cheating. Again, he took the victim to his basement, where he directed the student to lay down across his knees. When LaJoy advised the young man he was going to strike him, the frightened student begged him not to, Didiodato told the judge. This act of laying across Mr. LaJoy's knees, at Mr. LaJoy's request, constitutes an assault. The Crown and defense lawyer Michael Lacey jointly recommended a conditional sentence of 2 years less a day, which would be served in the community, plus 2 years probation. Didiodato described the sentence as in the low end of the range for such serious offenses with extremely aggravating facts. LaJoy was in a position of authority. He targeted vulnerable international students from India, who were away from family, friends and support, feared they would be deported if they were expelled from school and would lose their student visas. LaJoy's actions, in the words of one of his victims, gave me a perspective on Canada I never imagined before, the Crown said, reading from the man's victim impact statement. The former student said he was uncomfortable walking alone at the university, tried to have his meetings with professors online and is leery of men in their 50s. I wish this never happened to me, he said. Didiodato said these factors must be balanced against the mitigating ones. In my view, the most significant factor is LaJoy's early guilty pleas, he told Kwolek. The pleas have saved considerable court time, particularly in the Superior Court, where there is a backlog of judge and jury trials in our jurisdiction with no time available through 2025. As well, there are potential difficulties in prosecuting the case, the Crown said. The victim involved in the most serious offense and the other complainants have left the jurisdiction of the court, Ontario, or the country. Lacey said the question of his client's position of authority would have been a significant issue at trial. The guilty pleas are important, and are not to the significant charges alleged in the initial police press releases, he told the court. A long-term member of the faculty, LaJoy was required to resign his position in May 2023, which has had a financial impact on him, the Toronto lawyer said. He also was ostracized by his social group. He will be branded a criminal for the rest of his life. His teaching career is over. He has to take responsibility and he did that today. Prior to working at the university, LaJoy owned an accounting business and has returned to doing taxes and bookkeeping. He's the primary caregiver for his 79-year-old mother. Lacey said his client has a history of depression and is now on medication. He decided to see a therapist to help understand his condition and how to manage stress. LaJoy told the judge he takes full responsibility for what occurred and is very sorry for the impact it had on the university. I love teaching, being in the classroom, and regret it came to an end in this manner, he said, adding, I will find new ways to serve the community. Kulak described the 2 years less a day time he will serve in the community, followed by 2 years probation, as a 4-year sentence. The nature of the offenses and the vulnerability of the victims are aggravating factors. LaJoy was a professor in a position of authority and the victims were relatively young international students who were fearful about what was happening, he said. In addition to pleading guilty early, 2 months before a scheduled preliminary hearing, LaJoy has been a productive member of society and continues to be one, Kulak said, outlining the mitigating factors. As well, there have been collateral consequences, including the loss of his job. During the first year of the sentence, LaJoy will be under house arrest. He must remain on his own property, but is permitted to leave to do banking associated with his tax business and to attend to 4 properties he owns. As well, there are exemptions for medical emergencies and appointments for himself and his mother. During the second 12 months, LaJoy will have a 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. curfew. While on probation, he must stay away from the university and undergo counseling. LaJoy must provide a DNA sample and is prohibited from possessing weapons for 2 years. Kulak also imposed a $500 victim surcharge.